Blog Talk Radio.
These combo late night vibes, me and all my niggas. We just tryna come up with a way to make a fucking difference. Cause you want that change too, if you really from the trenches. The army got me out, yeah, they said I was statistic. Yeah, my life had changed when I seen my father go to prison. They said I'd be the same too, you know I didn't listen. Went down the same road, and I ain't seen no difference. Thinking about my life, if I were back, you know shit would be different. The veil lost smell, I'm asking God why y'all kill him. When rivers died, I get so high, feel like I died with them. All these voices in my head telling me I be tripping. I can't let my mama down, she keep telling me that I'm gifted. I can't trust no hope, last one to me and my feelings. Told you what the mood was back in the beginning. Overplay my part with you, girl, you was moving different. Everybody knew I had no clue, they told me I ain't listen. Robin souls play me, Kansas souls save me. Kentucky bitches still hit me up, they want my baby. New bitches hate me, cause my own ones play me. They tell me that I'm changing, now they wanna blame me. If I get these hoes a chance, nigga, it's the same thing. Lot of niggas claim my brothers, but these niggas shady. You said you wasn't gon' live it. I can tell you ain't rapping for the team.
you I love you, you know that I mean it, I'm with it. Wanted to show you I hope to and make you believe it. I wouldn't trade for the world, feel like a family of pearls. Like you was made for me, girl, I wouldn't trade for the world.
Yeah, y'all already know who it is, and you're coming through with the biz. Ballers like tricks. I'm not playing with you bitches. You hoe and play with your kids. So busy getting to the bag, trying to stack up on my bands. In the kitchen with the sauce, coming through with any drama or any problems. Like some scissors, I'm cutting you out. Lessons, I come from my lessons. All this shit was a blessing. Niggas is dogs, man. You bitches can have him. Ain't no more competition. I'm for the money. Your nigga, he love me, and he putting his time now. And even you ain't trying to cuff me. Wow, I just changed your whole life now. I've been that bitch beginning to start. Don't follow no people. I follow my heart. You're coming with drama or gossip, negativity. You can keep it. I don't want no part. I'm super hot, so these bitches don't shade. To see anything, they get in my way. The second my chips, my Pringles and Fritos. Not worried about niggas, got chips like I'm lazy. It's me though. Niggas shoot shots like free throw. Yeah, and he know. Get a nigga stitch like Lilo. Yeah, low keto. Like to see you bitches mad like Neo. And when I say roll the loud, roll the wood, not a social info. So you gotta
re-roll,
nigga. I done hit a few niggas tiptoe, put some rich niggas in the friend zone.
Yep.
I don't chase niggas, get ghosts like Captain Block, get lost like Nemo.
Get lost.
They like that, the flow is so nice. I got
nice.
A new nigga who's dripping the ice.
And ice.
So good, this is good for a pipe. Put the door on night, get trying to wife.
Yeah.
Baby, money coming, throw me my rights. Fuck feelings, let me catch me a flight. If my ex nigga want another chance, sorry, baby, I don't do niggas twice. Like niggas who are kissing, don't tell. That this pussy wet like a wish you well. Got some niggas who heads so dumb, I caught one chain and the other one Kale. Dressed like Prince, making a night of you sick. My nigga put some on the wrist, but bitches just miss. Don't come for me, little bitch. Don't think I didn't catch on the piss. I'm after them bands, a lot of you bitches and fans. I laugh at you hoes cause you mad. I ain't too fly, I need to go shopping. Hit scam bait, nigga was popping.
What's up? It's cool.
Yo, 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 it's your favorite host with the Butter Toast Radio, Rail here on OG Radio. It is Monday Madness. And I was supposed to have Brick House back on the show, but that emergency that came up. So, you know, you got me tonight. I kind of want to touch on a little bit about networking and success. I know I've talked about it before, but I'm going to talk about it again because I've been a part of that Clubhouse app that basically it's for like business people, media people, like people to network, but not like the regular social networking like Facebook and shit, like, oh, we're friends, but hanging, nothing like that. It's really a lot of like true networking. It's as if you're at a business event and you're networking with different people. So I've been on this app for a while now, and the other night, last night, I was in a room with Baron Davis and Master P, and they were talking about basically how we're putting money, how we're about to make whoever created this app, whoever created Clubhouse, we're about to put money in their pocket. And he was saying that we're not going to see nothing from it, and that's something we need to steer away from. Is that why can't we create something on our own and be a partner, and, you know, build off that? But then, to me, it's like, I don't know if I could agree with that because it's like, yo, you're also on the app. So you also contribute to putting money into whoever's pocket. Now, I actually don't know who found it, who funded it, or founded the account or anything like that. But what I do know is that what I've seen so far, like at the very beginning, it was like predominantly Caucasian, you know, whatever. But now I see that it's literally like 75% black. So I love the fact that the you know, our race has pretty much took over this app where, you know, we're the ones that's networking and everything. Now, I've networked with a lot of people so far through that app, which if y'all was listening last Friday, Rosa Nice, I met her through the app. I've met some people this morning, business people. I met a guy who owns a very famous sneaker shop in L.A. I met a well-notable artist in South Carolina. So it's like I'm networking the right way. I met a woman who's done interviews with a lot of famous artists, you know what I'm saying? So she has her own media company. I network with her. I network with a young lady who's an aspiring rapper. So, like, I love it, the fact that black people are utilizing this app, and we're doing it the right way. And it's not for the public yet. It's mainly for iPhone. Well, it's all only for iPhone users at the moment, which is cool, and that's great. You know what I'm saying? I like it. But, you know, in the same token, I do like the fact, again, all I see is majority of us, you know what I'm saying? And I always feel like black people need to get together and you know, talk about stuff. Like, they talk about various different things in the app, you know? It's amazing, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, say you want to, you don't know if you want to start a business, there may be a conversation about starting the business. You know what I'm saying? You get a lot of information and insight from these various different people who have different businesses going or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I've met some people who's like 26 years old and like really getting it. You know what I'm saying? They're getting their bread because they're utilized, you know, people or their resources in life to do what they love doing. So that's, I'm happy that I got into it because, you know, with this radio, I want OG Radio to flourish and take off, all of us, individually, together as a group, you know what I'm saying, together to, you know, utilize this and learn from so many different people how to get us up there, take us, you know what I'm saying, to the highest that we can go as far as internet radio. I'm like, this is shit. So I definitely feel like black people should definitely definitely learn how to band. Well, we do band together. It's just, you know, you do got this, some knuckleheads out here, whatever. I do want to address, Baron Davis was talking about, like, fashion, and he was saying how we put money into the, you know, into people's pockets who, you know, the white people, you know, because they keep up with the urban streetwear, you know what I'm saying? I agree with the fact that we do spend money on shit like that, like Gucci, Louis, Prada, that bullshit, right? And as we all know, you know, they're racist, you know what I'm saying? They didn't fuck with black people and all the other extra shit, you know what I'm saying? But, like, back in the day, I don't understand, you know what I'm saying? Like, you want to put money into these people who don't fuck with black people. And have some said out of their mouth that they, you know what I'm saying, wish that, you know, we couldn't purchase, you know, the things that they sell. And I think, I want to say, I feel like, on the other hand, black people are like, well, you know what? I got money and I can buy your shit. I'm going to buy it. But at the same time, you're still supporting these motherfuckers. Now, I do know a lot of young, even older black people, African American, different races besides white, who are starting their own clothing line or have their own clothing line and trying to make a name for themselves. And I fuck with it, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of it is dope. I support it all. And why can't the famous people, you know what I'm saying, the famous black people support people like us, you know what I'm saying, with clothing lines and put us on the map, you know what I'm saying? I always said that the black community don't have to be poor. And I say that because we have so many black, famous, rich, and wealthy black entertainers and you know, whatever they do, but they have money, you know what I'm saying? And I'll take perfect example is Jay-Z. Perfect example, Dr. Dre. Yeah, they do what they do a little bit here and there for, like, schools and community and stuff like that, but, like, how wealthy they are, they could fix a lot of things that's wrong in the black world, you know what I'm saying? Not just the community of California, just the community of you know, Brooklyn, from where Jay-Z is from, but, like, the entirety of black America across the United States, period. A lot of celebrities can band together and fix a lot of shit. They can put a lot of money into a lot of us. You know what I'm saying? This is why I don't mind if I ever came across a lot of famous people to interview them here on OG Radio, but I would prefer the underground. You know what I'm saying? Because the rich only fuck with the rich. Like, real shit. You have your select few, like Nick Cannon, who will get out here, come to Chicago and pitch in to help. You know what I'm saying? Your Chance the Rappers and shit like that. But, like, your wealthiest of the wealthiest, they do their little due diligence, but to me it's not to us. You know what I'm saying? I feel like a lot of us could be helped and they don't. You know what I'm saying? Why can't, you know what I'm saying, Roc Nation reach out to Blog Talk Radio and put hella money into Blog Talk Radio and help Blog Talk Radio flourish. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that to me. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of people that use Blog Talk Radio, not just black people or white, but just in a general sense, I feel like black America could definitely flourish. We could definitely create a black Wall Street. It can't just be us little folks that band together. I really feel like these celebrities can do more than what they're doing. Like, come on now. Jay-Z's net worth is $1 billion. Fucking Oprah's a billionaire. Dr. Dre's a billionaire. Kanye's a billionaire. Like, come on now. And there's even more along the list who are going up to that stature. You know what I'm saying? I feel like celebrities really only fuck with celebrities. You know what I'm saying? You have to be somebody for them to fuck with you. So, like, if I ever get famous from this shit, and let's just say I get on the Breakfast Club, yo, I'm really going to... The first thing I know I would say is, y'all don't fuck with me. Y'all don't fuck with me. Y'all don't even know who the fuck I am. But if I started making noise, you know what I'm saying? Then they were like, oh, I'm fucking with him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Nah, like, if I was famous or whatever, you know what I'm saying, from where I started from, which would be here, right? And let's just say some kind of way through networking, I get on, right? And I start making hella money. I'm going to shout out to, I'm definitely going to shout out Blog Talk Radio and OG Radio and help everybody at OG Radio out. You know what I'm saying? That's where I started. So there's no way in hell I would get famous off this shit and never not go back to where it all started. You know what I'm saying? Same thing with, like, doing stuff, not for just the hood, but, like, for Chicago. Yeah, I'm going to get the fuck up out of it. But there's never a point in time where I would get famous and not give back. You know what I'm saying? And it ain't just going to stop at just the specific side of where I used to, where I grew up at Chicago. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a lot of it. You know, it's not just going to be one school. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do a lot. And I feel like Black celebrity America do not look at people like us on that scale. You know what I'm saying? We're always considered the broke nigga in every song. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, motherfucker, you used to be broke too before somebody gave you the game or put you on, whatever the case. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, how fucking dare you? I hate when rappers use that word, broke nigga this, broke nigga that. Like, yo, y'all used to be broke too, bro. Like, just because you, like, money don't mean shit. That shit getting taken away quick. You know what I'm saying? Quick, dog. But, like, I don't know, man. It's crazy. It is crazy. It's just crazy. I feel like networking is the same way how, you know, these white people got on. We could do the same. They don't want to see us win, but we could definitely win. You know what I'm saying? I do like the fact that since COVID and Black Lives Matter and everything, we do open up more to learning more about black-owned business. Like, there's a few spots that I've seen. It's like, oh, I don't know there's black-owned business. I'm going to fuck with it. You know what I'm saying? Why can't a celebrity do their research and be like, oh, yo, you know what? This is a black-owned, you know, XYZ. Let me reach out to them, or let me put them, you know, on my social media. Let me, you know what I'm saying? There's always got to be something in Hollywood or some bullshit like that. Or the richer part of whatever fucking city. Like, that shit is crazy. But I'll get back to this convo in a little bit. I'm about to play us a couple of tracks here on OG Radio. Let's see. This is from Essence. Shout out to Philly. Shout out to Blue Dove Entertainment. This is called Nah Nigga. It's your boy, oh, Radio Rail on OG Radio. And if you're listening in, if you're tuned in right now, if you want to call me and chop it up with me, if you like anything I say, or if you want to elaborate on something, whatever, call 516-666-9826. Again, 516-666-9826.
Yeah. First class. I mean, real shit. I'm good, man. Like my guy going through the lane. Left hand, right hand. Pull up, jump.
What the fuck
I do, man?
Bitch, I'm on probation. So my nerves bad. Yeah. I was moved in. Now I'm first class. Born in. Blown in a G-pad. Asking around that hood, they saying that breed back. Bitch, I'm on my, I don't give a fuck about nothing. Talking like the rental, I am not about bluffing. Yeah. Paper boy, steady fiend, pockets on stuffing. They might be a temp, but I'ma always be the roughin'. The one they wanna be, yeah. The one they come to see. Yeah. The one your bitch go fucking, why you emulating me? Yeah. I just put ten on a Chevy Monte Carlo. Swimming in that pussy, screaming Marco Polo. I swear that she a slow ho. Send her back to Soho. Check my dripping mojo, music virtuoso. Oh, so fly. When I hop out the Bolero, everything go, got me feeling like a pharaoh.
I mean, phone call, phone bitches, foreign shit we wearing, cause you niggas don't know what the fuck is going on around y'all.
Nah, you don't look familiar, nah, I don't know who you know. We ain't on the same scenes, I don't go where you go. Nah, we ain't about to feature, nigga, I don't flow how you flow. My paper on another time, I don't blow what you blow. You don't look familiar, nah, I don't know who you know. We ain't on the same scenes, I don't go where you go. We ain't about to feature, nigga, I don't flow how you flow. My paper on another time, I don't blow what you blow.
I am so far ahead of my own self, I vision my own wealth. But niggas wanna stop me when they see me moving. Still I'm pursuing my dreams like nothing else to do. Get to the bag by all means like God's brother do. And I ain't just sending words, that's what a letter do. Shit, critics call me incredible. Like how the hell you ain't signed yet? So I reply, look, just listen, don't mind that. I earned that right. There's a message behind these bars, like a convict in the cell, sending letters from afar. Always ready for a spar. On God, it's gonna be a cold winter. No feelings like anesthetic, poker face, and I play whatever I'm dealt with. Give me the cold shoulder, but the heat melt that shit quick. So forfeit before we started. My gift is border retarded. I leave them daily departed. That's some cold ass shit.
Nah, you don't look familiar. Nah, I don't know who you know. We ain't on the same scenes. I don't go where you go. No, we ain't about to feature, nigga. I don't flow how you flow. My paper on another time. I don't blow what you blow. You don't look familiar, nah, I don't know who you know. We ain't on the same scenes, I don't go where you go. We ain't about to feature, nigga, I don't flow how you flow. My paper on another time, I don't blow what you blow. Nah, you don't look familiar, nah, I don't know who you know. We ain't on the same scenes, I don't go where you go. No, we ain't about to feature, nigga, I don't flow how you flow. My paper on another time, I don't blow what you blow. You don't look familiar, nah, I don't know who you know. We ain't on the same scenes, I don't go where you go. We ain't about to feature, nigga, I don't flow how you flow. My paper on another time, I don't blow what you blow.
Yeah. Hey, yo, it's deeper than rap. Let me just bond with y'all for a minute. Look, I ain't asking that nigga for nothing. I took the heart away. G died and Mo doing time. That took my heart away. In the booth, I be whipping up magic. I'm Penny Hardaway. Hardaway. Young Penny Hardaway. Real nigga since day one. I ain't never had to play one. Stay down, ain't never fold. It's a lot at stake, but I'm A1. Name good in the streets too. Resume on point like a Ginsu. It ain't much I ain't been through. If you was me, you would've been through, yeah.
Yeah.
You see the pain, you see the pain in my eyes. Barely can sleep and mama been drinking since my brother died.
Not yet.
Hey, shit I've been through wasn't supposed to survive. But not only alive, was able to thrive. I'm one of them guys. And I can't fuck with you niggas, cause you niggas fake.
You niggas fake, you niggas fake.
Talk shit when I'm gone, but smile in my face.
Yeah,
I know. Don't play with me, I will not give you a break. I pull your card, get your shit cracked like it was a chase. All that tough shit, I ain't with that, that's goofy. You get knocked off, you keep running around with them fake G's, it's Gucci. And yeah, I heard through the grapevine, little nigga wanna take mine. Stump him out in these right phones, make it look like a hate crime. Beat a nigga like a baseline, 40 cal on my waistline. Catch him slipping while he on the block, and boom on him from the baseline. Always had a 9-to-5, field move, work cross state line. I ain't need to have an iPhone, if I got caught, I would FaceTime. Young nigga, chasing dreams. Send me with me, Prince Hakeem. Ain't nothing sweet like a diabetic. If I go today, I would die a legend. Facts, I'm going hard in this bitch. Erection. Me lose, cut it out. C-section, yeah. I ain't asking that nigga for nothing. I took the heart away. G died and Mo doing time. That took my heart away. In the booth, I be whipping up magic. I'm Penny Hardaway. Hardaway. Young Penny Hardaway. I ain't asking that nigga for nothing. I took the heart away. G died and Mo doing time. That took my heart away. In the booth, I be whipping up magic. I'm Penny Hardaway. I am the one, your Penny Hardaway.
Born in with your heart like Cupid. Got me all near like That boy think he better, he stupid. Fresh to death, but they call me Young Papa though. Chin the top is from Cali to Chicago. I never lose cause I do my own thing. Only time I take an L is when I'm riding on a train. The hashtag there, put it in a backpack. Girl single fine, baby, you ain't gotta ask that. Now check the stacks at White Sox snapback. Treat her like groceries and then I bag that.
But then we fighting, we mad, always arguing. Till 5 in the morning. Break up, then make up, then right back in love again. I know that you want my love, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about turning up and what we done. A lot of crazy.
Yo, 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 it's your boy Radio Rail, and I'm back. I don't know who Young Papa is, but that last track was by a Young Papa called Cinderella. I wanted more of that song right there, man. I wanted more. I was like, yo, that's it? Like, no. No. Why is it only a minute and 23 seconds? That shit was kind of, it had a nice little flow to it, man. But shout out to Young Papa, whoever you are. That shit was lit. But back to the topic of the night. Success in networking. Of course, to be successful, gotta work hard at it. I've had a lot of people tell me that I sound so legit and so professional when I do certain things or talk about certain things or conduct myself here on the radio. And it's like, man, how long you been doing this shit? And I ain't been doing this that long. Real shit. I've only been on air February to now. I don't know. I feel like you have to have personality for radio. You know what I'm saying? As many topics as I've went through, as many guests as we went through, I feel like you just have to have that open, bubbly personality to just be on the radio. You know what I'm saying? You have that aura when you're on the radio. Like, when DJ Envy get on, like, he don't sound all bland and fucking, you know what I'm saying, all bland and blah, you know what I'm saying. Same thing with, like, Charlamagne. Angela Yee, to me, don't really have that radio. Like, I don't know. It's like she don't have that spunk. I guess you could use that. I don't really know. It's just weird. But, like, I don't take nothing from her. You know what I'm saying? She's definitely fucking great. She's definitely dope at what she does. But I feel like, yeah, with radio, you just have to have it. You know what I'm saying? To do it. You know what I'm saying? It's not hard. You just, get on here and talk your shit. Some people really sit down, do their research, write stuff down, put everything together. I mean, I do that when it comes to certain things, but like real shit, y'all, I don't all this shit just be off the top of my head as I go. So like, I've had a few people tell me like, oh, you did a great show, great job with the show, whatever. And I'm like, oh, thank you. Nothing's planned. Nothing is planned, yo. Nothing. Well, I ain't gonna say nothing, because some of it is definitely planned, but, like, most of what I do, man, for the Monday show, yo, I don't plan this at all. Like, I didn't wake up today and be like, yo, I'm gonna talk about success and whatnot. Like, all I did today, because I'm blocked off Facebook and I can't share it, I asked my team, like, yo, can somebody create the show for me? Because I was at work and I couldn't really, you know, use my phone. So I'm like, yo, can somebody create the show for me? And, you know, Genesis, shout out to Genesis, she created the show for me. And I'm just rocking it out. You know what I'm saying? I don't always be, like, super, what do you call it? I don't always be super, I don't know why I can't think of the word right now. I don't know. I can't think of the damn word. But, like, this should be lit. I think it's just a gift, you know, not to toot my own horn. And same thing I can say with my boy B. Trey, man. Like, his voice is a radio voice, you know what I'm saying? When he do certain things, say some things, rap, it's like he just had it. Like, earlier in the year, during the summer, we did an event together, and, like, they asked us to interview the comedian. I'm like, you know what, D-Trey, you go ahead and do it. And, like, it was just natural. You know what I'm saying? That shit came natural to him, and he just did it and rocked that shit up. You know what I'm saying? Some things is just natural to people. And this radio, to me, it just comes natural. I've never done it. I've never had experience with it, nothing. But, like, to me, it's just natural. But, again, nothing really comes without hard work. You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying I do a lot of hard work, but I ain't gonna lie, I definitely do a lot of research when it comes to certain things. Like, sometimes I'll, like, I know in the beginning I used to research how to properly interview artists, whatever, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, that's cool, but, like, you don't want to be a fucking robot interviewing people or nothing like that. So, I just, when it comes to me asking questions, I just ask it, you know what I'm saying? I don't do that standard bullshit. Like, I just talk to these artists and I talk to people, I just talk to them, you know what I'm saying? I don't sit there and be like, well, when did you start this? What is this? What, like, I just naturally just let it flow. And, like, it works. It's just successful. I think that's the great thing about all of us hosts on OG Radio. We all just naturally let shit flow. We don't sit here and read off of a fucking script or nothing like that, you know? But if it's just somebody that I'm really interested in, I would go ahead and do some homework. But, like, everything is natural, man. Everything I ask is natural, you know what I'm saying? If I don't know you, I'll, you know, try to see what's up, whatever. But, like, for the most part, I feel like I've known, you know, quite a few people enough to let it naturally flow out. Last few artists, I've known them through social media. But, yeah, success is hard, too, because there's times where you just want to give up. And I think I said on the show before that there's times where I feel like being on air four or five times a week is a lot. It's not stressful, but it's like, man, what should I talk about this day? What should I talk about this day? But in reality, it's so much to talk about all day, every day. You know what I'm saying? And I like the fact that I have this platform to talk about whatever the fuck I want to talk about. Like, some days I get crazy with it on Madness Mondays, but today is just laid back, chill. Let's talk about success, you know, so let's talk about something everybody can relate to, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna be all wild and shit today. And I've also seen, you know, on YouTube how to properly host the show, and they say try your hardest not to use but I feel like it's just something natural everybody fucking says. Even the guys at ESPN Radio say sometimes. So it's just like, it's hard to really steer away from home. So it's like, fuck that. I'm just going to say what I got to say. And, you know, it's just going to be that. I feel like, see, it's just natural. So I feel like it's a habit, but, you know, it's not a bad habit, if you ask me. And currently I'm watching this Bills versus Patriots game. And the Bills are destroying the Patriots. And I just lost round one of the playoffs. because Stephon Diggs has a couple of touchdowns, and that's what I'm going against. Ugh. Anyway, I just encourage everybody to do their research with anything and hard work, man. Like I say, there's times where I'd be wanting to be like, man, this radio is too much, but I know by doing it and by working with B-Train and AK and Genesis, it helped me grow because I'll listen to their shows and see, you know, what I can take from it. I'll listen to Charlamagne. I'll listen to Nori and the Drink Champ. I'll listen to the 85 South. So I listen to so many people and see what I can, you know, do what I could do or see what I can, you know, help elevate me and help me grow. I have networked with so many people. I've met so many cool, nice people during this radio show. You know what I'm saying? So to me, it ain't got to be the biggest fucking radio show, but to me, it's the biggest fucking internet radio show because countries listen to us. You know what I'm saying? There's 75% of listeners are in America. The other 25% are in other countries, and not just one country, other countries. And like, it's amazing to me. I love it. Just the other day, I looked at the analytics like I always do, and I seen two other countries that wasn't on our map before is on our map. So like, it's spreading, and I love it. I love it, man. I fucking love it, yo. Like, for real. From February till now, I've seen the success of OG Radio just from this year alone. My manager, my producer, AK, 10 years in this. And, you know what I'm saying? I know he feels the same way. You know what I'm saying? I love it. Networking is a big thing, man, because one thing I've learned in life is not what you know, is who you know. Everything I got in life when it comes to certain things is on the base of who I knew, not from what I knew. What I knew didn't always get me shit. You know what I'm saying? It's who I knew. And even when getting hired for some places, it's like, who do you know? At the job I work now, I didn't know nothing about this place. Recruiter who recruited me knew somebody who knew me and was like, yo, I want him here. And that's what happened. So I guess it's great when you can get out here and network through whatever, you know, whether it's social media or if you're one of those people who like to be out and about and network, like, that shit is great. It's dope. You always find yourself taking a successful route by networking with people. They don't always work out the way you want sometimes, but you just gotta work hard. Hard work. Network and work hard. Those are the two works that you gotta do. Network and work hard. That will get you fucking far for a lot of shit. So just know, Radio Rail has a lot to come y'all way in 2021. And speaking of that, this is the last and final week of this horrible last fucking year we've been living in. I don't know what the fuck to make of it. It's just it's bullshit from beginning to the end. I fucking hate it. I wish we never had to go through what we've been through this year. We've dealt with a lot of death, a lot of bullshit, a lot of dumb shit, just fucking stupid shit, and clown shit. Just this year is just fucking horrible. But if you currently have a goal and if you're currently working towards success to bring in 2021, do that shit, man. Live that shit. Speak that shit to exist. This is going to happen. I'm not going to reveal none of my shit until it happens. And then I'm like, hey, yo, this is what the fuck happened. But a lot of shit coming. I got a lot of shit coming your way, man. The past month, I've been blessed networking and meeting people. So, you know, it's coming. It's coming. Radio Rail is coming. OG Radio is coming. Genesis had great news last week about the placement, the spot that she was building to host events and whatnot. It's officially hers. So OG Radio was doing a lot of live events once everything starts opening up in Aurora. Everything's far from me, you know, like whatever, but I will definitely be hosting a few live events once everything opens and then we get everything in motion and stuff starts flowing the right way that it should. And we get back to our regularly normal lives and can be outside freely without the goddamn mask. I'm definitely going to be with it. Real quick, I'm going to play a couple of tracks and then I'm going to come back with my, my final thoughts of the night. So, I'm going to play my homeboy, my brother, D. Jones. And this is Abstract here on OG Radio.
Remember those days where you couldn't do what you wanna do? Say what you had to say. Because you didn't have a way to express. Put it in your mouth and you can't. Let's go! I'm just riding with my top down. Breeze is so cool. Got my drink on one side. Nobody can tell me I can't take sip after sip. Cause I don't condone in that drive. Put your ones in the air one time. If you feel me, let's go to Sunset Drive, where the view is so spacious. We can see the top of the city like we run in. Up now, let's go to the moonrise. Better hope I don't change. The party is jumping like it's supposed to. The bright lights are bringing in the crowd. Have a night for times like this. Let's take a drink now. Let's put you to it too. Gonna dip up to a special place, but I can't give any name.
Maybe everything is just right. just as yourself.
All this money made, I'm doing bag flips. Got it from the street, that's where it was a couple black chips. Closest to you, better watch them, they could be a catfish. You ain't never lied, I just put them on my black list. My black list. All this money made, I'm doing bag flips. Got it from the street, that's where it was a couple black chips. Closest to you, better watch them, they could be a catfish.
Are back live with your boy Radio Rail. It's my final thoughts. Here's Rail's final thoughts. And my final thoughts are: OG Radio is brought to you by BlogTalkRadio.com, the easiest way to make a podcast / radio station. You can stream it. Live, we're streaming. Can you stream it? Can't stream it. You can go live on air. I fucked it up. I keep fucking it up. Oh, the news I'm trying to share real quick. I Googled my own name, my Radio Rail name. I Googled myself, and I found out that OG Radio is on Apple Podcasts, which I've shared. And we are also on iHeart.com. We are on that podcast as well. So if you download iHeart, if you got iHeart, we are on there as well. There's other platforms, but I have to find them again to know that what we're on. But that being said, everybody, just have a safe night, a good night. You know, we got a couple more days left. You know, we're reaching into the new year. Just everybody, just be mindful. You know, it's cold. It's getting cold. So, you know, six seasons here. Just do what you got to do, man. You know, I love all of y'all. I love all our supporters. I thank every fan that we got. So I love all of y'all. So just I want to see everybody entering 2021. So 2K21 is definitely our year to do what we got to do. Good night, everybody. Catch me back here tomorrow from 10 to 11 with Let's Talk Tuesday. It's your boy Radio Rail. I will see y'all tomorrow. Well, tune in with me tomorrow. And good night, everybody. This is one of my favorite tracks with Keep Calling by Flavor Gang. Good night, everybody. Your favorite host of Butter Toast Radio Rail. I am Alan.
Bitch wanna fuck with me. Keep calling my phone. Yo, bitch, yeah, she all on me. She can't leave me alone. She keep calling, keep calling, keep calling. Keep calling, keep calling, keep calling. Keep calling my phone. Something about me that she can't leave me alone. Tell me what it is. Tell me, should I get you as a business? So in love that she wanna be committed. Should've never ever kissed it in the kitchen. Fuck the one, now she say she can't leave me alone. All these chains and she tugging on my hair bone. Got my dreads long, and this money long. Got a feeling like she gotta keep calling my phone, no. Your bitch wanna fuck with me. Keep calling my phone. Your bitch, yeah, she all on me. She can't leave me alone. She keep calling, keep calling, keep calling. Keep calling, keep calling, keep calling. She keep calling my phone. Something about me that she can't leave me alone.
Yeah, she calling my phone. Pull up to home, made her too badass up. Play with sound, she moan. Slow it down, do faster. Told me the pussy mine, I ain't even had an answer. No, my one of a kind, hit that shit all the time. It's just dick on their mind, I can lay them on their spine. Legs up to the sky, and I gotta go by. My love's so Wi-Fi, my love's so Wi-Fi.
She keep calling me. Dogging me, I'm just ballin' B, like I wanna ring, I'm in her arteries, just call me Dr. C, then go fuck on her friend, ooh baby, part of me, love the way that she got it, but ain't into romance, the way she move her body, like she tryna slow dance, she riding on me, no hands, throw her all of these bands, put her under a trance, she stop calling her man.